Number 13.
Your Honor, I think number 13 is a combination of concern, partly a hardship, maybe partly the built-in bias. Indicates that she's a stay-at-home mom, pregnant, can't sit for very long, and that she and Kate's in response to 87 probably can't be fair in this case. So I guess on balance between the hardship and the bias, I think this would be a full cause.
And she admits candidly that she looked up information about this case when she got the summons.
That concerns me as much as anything.
Most people are going to have some of the feelings that she's expressed, but because of that, and because of the statement that she's pregnant, and that alone is going to make it difficult for her to sit for 2 weeks, and then I think we wouldn't resist an excuse.
I think this is a poor cause. So strike her for that's juror 13. Juror number 14.
Your Honor, may I just inquire? There's apparently a new list that's just come up. No. Okay. Which number are we under? Judge, the concern there was the response with regard to graphic photos. The indication from the juror is sort of an inability to focus or look at that kind of material because of her own daughter. Has some family history with child abuse. Also,
That's right.
And also, there's a concern on 89 that basically we have a mom with a small child. Maybe there's some daycare, but primarily she's indicating that that would likely disqualify her from sitting fairly in the case.
Well, I hate to just agree to remove everybody who expresses these kinds of concerns and issues. I think we have a question for her. Just ask follow-up questions.
I also share concerns that both parties have addressed, but let's do follow-up before making a decision. Juror number 15. Okay.
The defense believes this one is a for cause. In the combined responses to item 73 through 78, this potential juror indicates, let's see, 16 is female. She believes Isar is likely guilty, can't set aside this preconception. Either she has told people that Isar is guilty or has heard that expressed.
Actually, both.
Both. And indicates that sort of the emotional content or context of this trial will prevent her from following the law, cannot be impartial, very sensitive to crimes involving children. And in response to 81, says that not likely to abide by the presumption of innocence and placing the burden on the state. Also, this potential juror served on a jury that found someone guilty previously.
I don't think that's a concern, but I also share those concerns as
well. Well, although I would love to have someone with 25 grandkids on the jury, I do think that what's been articulated by the defense is probably adequate for excuse.
Let's try juror number 16 for the cause.